Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2's reintroduction of the Blue XL tariff, offering only 150 gigabytes at 1/6 the speed of the unlimited max, and raising concerns over aggressive commission incentives. The launch of an unlimited on-demand pack at €2.99 per month that automatically provides additional data for seamless connectivity, and Telefónica in Spain continuing its use of a Huawei-based 5G core network until 2030 while integrating new vendor solutions.
The Handelsblatt article outlines a significant shift in sentiment within the AI industry, moving from initial euphoria to a sense of disillusionment after Sam Altman's announcement of GPT-5. In the article, Altman's earlier claims of nearing the development of an artificial general intelligence were met with criticism, as experts like Gary Marcus described the model as surprisingly overhyped and ultimately disappointing. The article highlights that investors in both Europe and the United States are increasingly reconsidering their AI investments, moving away from numerous small bets towards fewer, larger commitments amid fears of a bubble reminiscent of the dot-com era. Detailed insights from Handelsblatt describe how high valuations, especially in the early rounds of financing for AI startups, and the inability to generate sufficient revenues are prompting cautious reassessments, with examples such as the coding service startup Lovable illustrating the challenges posed by unsustainable cost structures. Furthermore, the narrative points to a broader market risk where even established companies like OpenAI struggle with profitability and escalating model deployment costs, suggesting that the current competitive environment may lead to a sharp market consolidation in the coming months.
The WeWo.de article discusses the reintroduction of the O2 Blue product line, which appears to offer a tariff with lower performance despite being priced the same as the existing Unlimited Max plan. The article explains that the new Blue XL tariff is priced at €29.90 per month, identical to the Unlimited Max, yet only provides 150 GB of data and operates at 1/6 the speed of the Unlimited offering. The report notes that sales personnel are incentivized with significantly higher commissions for Blue XL sales compared to Unlimited Max, leading to questions about the underlying strategy. It describes concerns raised by industry insiders regarding the potential mis-selling practices and the controversial method of shifting contracts without customers' explicit awareness, often referred to as pooling. Furthermore, the report outlines that internal investigations have led to terminations and legal disputes, while also mentioning financial challenges, such as a 3.4% decline in revenue compared to the previous year, as well as ongoing network capacity adjustments following recent customer migrations.
The Teltarif.de article focuses on a new promotional offer from O2 that transforms volume tariffs into an on-demand flat-rate model. The report details the launch of the Unlimited On-Demand Pack for existing customers until the end of September, targeting those in selected tariff families, including O2 Free, O2 Grow, and O2 Mobile, as well as options for self-employed individuals, flex tariffs, young customers, and those age 60 and above. The offer, priced at €2.99 per month, allows customers to automatically receive an additional 1 GB data package once their inclusive data allowance is exhausted, thereby ensuring continued connectivity. Instead of facing an immediate hard data throttle to 64 kilobits per second, customers benefit from a wider surf guarantee that provides internet speeds of up to 384 kilobits per second, enabling basic services such as surfing, chatting, and emailing, even if video streaming remains restricted. Additionally, the article highlights that the offer includes SMS notifications when the high-speed data limit is near depletion and extends to EU roaming under the existing fair use policy.
The article from Tagesspiegel.de reports that FC Bayern Munich and Deutsche Telekom have extended their long-term partnership until 2032, marking another significant chapter in a relationship that dates back to the 2000-2003 season. The report highlights that the agreement entails Deutsche Telekom paying over €60 million per year, including success-based components, a move that underlines the company's commitment to maintaining its role as a major sponsorship partner of the most revenue-generating club in the Bundesliga. The article explains that the contract extension was announced at the Allianz Arena just before the kickoff of the 63rd Bundesliga season during FC Bayern's home game against RB Leipzig, emphasizing the coordination and shared enthusiasm surrounding the event. Statements from both FC Bayern's management and Deutsche Telekom's representatives express a desire to sustain and even advance the bond, with FC Bayern's president Herbert Hainer and CEO Jan-Christian Driessen acknowledging the depth of the relationship and hinting at a future that could extend beyond 2032. Additionally, the article notes that for Deutsche Telekom, the extensive media reach of FC Bayern, particularly through events like the Club World Cup in the USA, is strategically important in reinforcing its brand presence in both domestic and international markets. This development offers an insightful perspective on the competitive moves within the telecommunications sector, which may provide a reference point for strategic positioning in the industry.
The article on number porting by Telterif DE examines the delays experienced during mobile number porting, an issue of growing concern in the telecommunications sector. The report explains that while the porting process should normally be swift, experiences have shown that when discount mobile providers are involved, the process can take several days and on occasion up to or exceeding a week. This extended delay may lead to a situation where an incoming call receives an automated message declaring the number as not in service, potentially misleading the caller into thinking that the number no longer exists, which may result in the accidental deletion of the number from the caller's contacts. In response to inquiries regarding this issue, the Federal Network Agency provided a detailed explanation, highlighting the importance of submitting specific documentation, such as the affected number, customer details, cancellation and porting timelines, and other relevant dates to facilitate a faster resolution and adherence to regulatory requirements as per the Telecommunications Act. The article also draws attention to the special case of prepaid cards, where the immediate deactivation following the porting process can lead to further complications, underscoring the need for a careful review of these practices to prevent customer inconvenience and ensure compliance with legal obligations.
The Telterif.de article titled "Vodafone Adjusts Cable TV Frequencies, What's Behind It?" details Vodafone's planned rearrangement of cable TV frequencies, with changes set to begin in summer 2025. The report explains that the network operator is already preparing for these adjustments in various locations, noting specific dates for the changeovers in Böblingen on the night of the 25th of August, into the 26th, and in Hürth, around the 26th of August, to the 27th of August. It is explained that this frequency reallocation is part of Vodafone's efforts to upgrade its network infrastructure in response to an increasing demand for high-speed connections and enhanced connectivity across television, telephone, and internet services. The article emphasizes that affected customers will be informed by letter or email when the transitions will take place, and advises that devices such as TVs and receivers remain powered during the changeover to ensure that the automatic channel scanning process resumes without user intervention, although manually re-establishing personalized lists may be necessary. Furthermore, the report from Telterif.dd mentions that Vodafone is implementing the Nordig LCN standard across its cable network and adopting the H.264 MPEG-4 AVC video compression technology for SD channels, allowing receivers to automatically detect and adjust for any channel position shifts, thereby streamlining future updates and enhancing the overall service experience.
The article published by Golem.de titled "Spain, Telefónica Continues to Use Huawei's Core Network" examines the current state of network technology deployment by Telefónica in Spain. According to the Spanish newspaper El País, which is referenced by reliable industry sources, Telefónica is continuing to use a Huawei-based 5G core network. The contract, originally extended in December 2024 by former CEO José María Álvarez Palete, will remain in place until the year 2030. Additionally, at the beginning of 2025, Telefónica awarded a contract to Nokia for the supply of 5G core network equipment focused on enterprise clients and government bodies, demonstrating a diversified vendor strategy. This strategic choice underlines the balancing act between maintaining established technology partnerships and integrating new suppliers for specific market segments. The article further provides technical insights by highlighting a positive evaluation from the British consulting firm Global Data, which in May 2024 praised Huawei's 5G core network for its cloud-native architecture. This innovative design integrates services across 2G to 5G, while the single voice core offers voice services, including VoIP and VoWiFi, thereby ensuring comprehensive voice support. The Huawei core network operates in multiple data centers, and by employing a dual data center redundancy model, it achieves high availability and robust performance. The report emphasizes that the 5G core is essential, not only for mobility management, but also for authentication and the secure storage of sensitive user data, as noted by the German Federal Office for Information Security, BSI. In addition, the report contrasts the situation in Spain with that in Germany. In Germany, due to ongoing political pressure from the United States, all contracts for 5G core network deployments have been awarded to non-Chinese suppliers, even though no concrete evidence of security threats from Huawei technology has been provided. Moreover, an agreement reached about 1 year ago between governmental representatives and network operators ensured that no Huawei antennas would be replaced. Only core network components from Chinese vendors like Huawei or ZTE are to be gradually removed by 2026. While Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone have already made these adjustments, Telefonica Deutschland still operates some Huawei core components, with plans to remove Chinese software from the management systems of access and transport networks by the end of 2029. The article by Golem.de offers a detailed explanation of Telefonica's network strategy and the broader challenges of navigating technology choices in a competitive and politically sensitive environment.
Handelsblatt reports on the integration of AI in everyday business applications, explaining that the emerging star button feature in many smartphone and PC programs is not a sign of magic, but rather a tool for practical use. The article clarifies that, despite the widespread promise by technology experts and influencers of boosted growth and productivity through AI, the real-world incorporation of generative AI into business processes is a complex endeavor. It emphasizes that many projects remain in pilot phases, with only around half of the organizations applying AI widely, particularly in areas like marketing and sales. The report also highlights insights from studies by prestigious institutions like MIT, which reveal that nearly 95% of AI projects fail, primarily due to the challenge of integrating the technology into existing operations and ensuring high-quality data. Furthermore, the article advises that companies, including Telefonica, that aim to remain competitive, must experiment and identify specific use cases to gradually transform their business processes, as the transition is a step-by-step process rather than a revolutionary overhaul.
Telterif DE reports on a significant change by 1&1 Drillisch concerning legacy mobile tariffs operating on the Vodafone network. The article by Alexander Kusch explains that 1&1 Drillisch will cease converting contracts in the Vodafone network into its own network as part of a network transformation initiative planned to be completed by the end of the year. Previously, the provider had offered tariffs in both the Telefonica and Vodafone networks, sometimes marketing them under the outdated term D-Nets, but now it has decided to completely separate the Vodafone-based legacy contracts. The cancellation emails, which several recipients received, state that all tariffs in the Vodafone network will be terminated effective on the 22nd of September, 2025, with the cessation of personal service 3 months after contract end, citing outdated technology as the reason for this withdrawal. In an effort to provide an alternative option, the cancellation communication links customers to what is described as an exclusive offer, a tariff in the 1&1 network offering 5 gigabytes for €4.99 per month with an all-net and SMS flat, available with number portability but featuring limitations such as a capped speed of 50 megabit per second and an automatic data usage feature. This development reflects 1&1 Drillisch's strategy to consolidate services within its own network framework and streamline its tariff offerings.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.